I offer our loving obeisances at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Revered elders, brothers and sisters, dear students, on this auspicious occasion of Makar Sankranti, I extend my heartfelt greetings to each one of you assembled in this August assembly and welcome you all to the prize distribution function of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions for the academic year 2015-2016. Makar Sankranti marks the commencement of the auspicious Uttarayan phase and is a festival which is celebrated widely across our country. In Kerala, the 40 days anushthan of devotees of Ayyappa culminates on this day at Sabarimalai with a wonderful celebration. In Gujarat, the sky is studded with colorful kites. In the north, we have the celebration of Lohri. In the east, at the confluence of the Ganges and the Bay of Bengal, we have on this occasion a grand celebration at Ganga Sagar, commemorating the yeoman effort that King Bhagirath did to redeem his ancestors by getting Mother Ganges over the ashes of his 60,000 ancestors. In Tamil Nadu, we celebrate Pongal, and here in Andhra, it's a 4-day celebration. So it's a very auspicious occasion with deep Puranic connotations. It is said in the Mahabharata that Bhishma waited for 56 days for this day to give up the body. He was lying on a bed of arrows with the boon from his father that he could die at his will, and he waited for this auspicious day to dawn before he gave up the body. I'm reminded in this connection with a story which Swami narrates. One day, Dharmaraja visits Sri Krishna, who is resting in his room with his eyes closed, thinking of something. Dharmaraja maintains a studied silence, waiting for the Lord to open his eyes. And when the Lord did so, he couldn't restrain his self, and he asks Krishna, "What were you thinking, Lord?" And Krishna says, "I was thinking of a devotee of mine." Devotees think of the Lord, but the Lord also thinks of his devotees. And if he thinks of his devotees, especially in their absence, it is a unique blessing. So Dharmaraja asks Krishna, "Who is that dear devotee of yours whom you're thinking of?" And the Lord said, "It is Bhishma. Bhishma is thinking of me lying down on the bed of arrows. Come, we will go and see him." And he drags Dharmaraja and the other Pandavas also reach there. And for days together, Bhishma has been lying on that bed of arrows. His body is aching with the injuries from the pointed arrows of Arjuna. The Lord touches his body and lo and behold, all the pain disappears. And it is at that juncture that Krishna requests Bhishma to tell Dharmaraja the canons of administration. He said he's going to now rule the kingdom. Now please, you are the embodiment of awareness of dharma. So please explain to Dharmaraja how he should rule the kingdom. And that is the beautiful Bhishma Parva of the Mahabharata. But something unexpected happens. As Bhishma is narrating to Dharmaraja, suddenly Draupadi, who is also there, bursts out laughing. And all the Pandavas are embarrassed. And they look daggers at Draupadi. What is this? In such a solemn moment, you are getting laughter. And it's insulting to our venerable elder. But Bhishma intervenes. He said, Draupadi will not laugh without reason. So he asked Draupadi, Draupadi, why is it that you laughed when I was talking to Dharmaraja? And Draupadi said, grandsire, forgive me. Dharmaraja has been the embodiment of the practice of dharma. He doesn't need this narration. The person who really needed was Duryodhan. And you were with him and never one word of this dharma you explained to him. So I am amused by this comic situation. To one who needed the awareness of dharma, you did not tell anything. And the one who has throughout been practicing dharma, to him you are giving this discourse on dharma. And then Bhishma says, Draupadi, I will explain to you. Having eaten the salt of the Kauravas, who were practitioners of adharma, my blood had become polluted. And therefore, this awareness to tell dharma did not come to me. But now with all these injuries, that bad blood has flowed away. And now the goodness within is coming out. And that is why these thoughts have come to me to tell Dharmaraja about the principles of dharma. And through this episode, Swami explains the importance of food. As is the food, so is the thought. Sankranti connotes samyak kranti. Not mere change, but sacred change. And what is the change that man needs? Swami used to say, on Sankranti day, cultivate the right attitude. A new attitude to life. What is that attitude which we need to cultivate? One day, while speaking to the teachers of our higher secondary school here at Prashantalayam, Swami said, if there is one thing you can learn from my life, learn at least this one lesson. I have always felt that whatever happened to me in my life is good for me, is good for me, is good for me. It is that positive attitude to life which defined Bhagwan's life for the 85 years that he walked on earth. It is that attitude which we need to cultivate if we need to make a difference in society. Swami set up his educational institutions with one single objective, Loka Kalyan. The first college that he set up was for women at Anandpur way back in 1968. Why? Because if you educate a man, you educate an individual. You educate a woman, you educate the whole family. It is that vision of Bhagwan which has proliferated in this beautiful education system which we call today EduCare. A few months ago, I was pleasantly surprised. A gentleman walked into the warden's office at Vrindavan and introduced himself. His name was Lalit Rai, an alumnus of the erstwhile Sri Satya Sai College of Arts, Science and Commerce at Vrindavan, which was the first men's campus that Bhagwan started. He was a PUC student of the MPC course from 1972 to 74. After his education, he went on to join the Indian Army. And at the turn of the new millennium, he was with the battalion at Jammu and Kashmir when suddenly news came that the neighboring country had invaded India in the Kargil sector, and he was asked to take charge of 1x11 Gurkha rifles. With amazing exploits of his battalion in the Kalubar Hills, Batalik sector, if you read his citation, which has been awarded by the President of India, towards the end of their battle in the Kalubar Hill, there were only 8 soldiers left. And they were seeing death face to face. And yet they held out. With the help of reinforcements, they overthrew the opposition. And that was the defining moment of the Kargil War, which finally India won. On January 11th, we saw hundreds of our students marching across the dais. What is the potential of each one of them? Only the Lord knows. One day, each one of them will make a difference, and make a difference where it really matters. That is what Satya Sai education is all about. And that is why Swami created so many opportunities. The sports meet is one golden opportunity for them to express their talent, express their courage, express their confidence. Like that illustrious student of ours, Colonel Lalit Rai, who was awarded the Veer Chakra by President of India for inspired leadership and conspicuous bravery on the battleground. Life is a battleground, and our association with Bhagwan is an opportunity to build our talents, to hone our abilities, so that one day each one of our students will make a difference to society. Today Bhagwan has blessed 6 speakers to share their thoughts with us. The first of them is a faculty member, Professor Shiv Shankar Sai, Dean of the Faculty of Sciences, an alumnus of Bhagwan's educational institutions. He has had an association of 4 decades in Bhagwan's education system. He joined the PUC program at Vrindavan, went on to join the first batch of postgraduate students at Prashantalam, the first batch of PhD students of the university, a faculty in the Department of Physics. He served as the warden of our Prashantalam Senior Boys Hostel for 17 long years, from 1994 to 2011. He was the HOD of the Department of Physics and currently Dean of the Faculty of Sciences. Following Professor Shiv Shankar Sai, we have 5 students from Anantapur campus. We have Ms. Sheenam Bajaj of the second year MBA program. She hails from Jabalpur. She did her BE with specialization in electronics and telecommunication from Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh. and worked as an application developer at Studio 21 Tech Labs at Jabalpur before joining the university here. She'll be followed by D. Sai Nandan of 12th MPC class of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashant Lim. He hails from Vishakhapatnam. He joined our primary school at Prashant Lim in the first standard, a consistent rank holder from class 3. He secured 10 out of 10 grade points in his 10th standard, is the cultural champion for this academic year, and has interests in public speaking, drama, singing, writing essays and poems, apart from being a keen sportsman in basketball, volleyball and cricket. The third student from the Mudaneli campus of our university is Ajay Valsaraj of third year BBM. He hails from Kannur, Kerala. He has interests in dance, music, sketching, and was a part of the Junior Red Cross as a squad leader in Kannur, Kerala. The fourth student from the Brindavan campus of the university is Manda Mahadev of third year BCom honors from Vishakhapatnam. He joined the 11th class in our high secondary school here at Prashant Lim. He has wide interests in drama, Vedam, quiz, and plays the mridangam in the music group. And he has given programs for Radio Sai Telugu channel here at Prashant Lim. The last student speaker for today from the Prashant Lim campus is M. Sai Ganesh of the first year M.Tech Computer Science program. He hails from Chennai. He joined the 11th standard of our higher secondary school at Prashant Lim, went on to do his BSc honors in Vrindavan, his MSc Maths from Prashant Lim, and currently in his first year M.Tech. He has wide interest in dramatics, debates, and plays the mridangam. He has also rendered a Tamil translation of Bhagwan's discourses. I now invite Professor Shivshankar Sai to address this August assembly, following which will be our student speakers in the order that I mentioned. Sai Ram.
గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వి నావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. Offering my most humble salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram and warm Sankranti greetings to one and all. As Brother Sanjay mentioned, Sankranti is very, very special at Prashanti Nilayam. Swami has spoken about Sankranti and its significance on number of occasions, and Brother Sanjay Sahni has given so many different meanings which Bhagwan has given to the word Sankranti. I would like to recall at another meaning, at another connotation which Bhagwan had given and connected it to the sports meet. Swami said, Sankranti, from this day, the sun starts traveling towards the northern direction. And he says, the north, we have Himalayas, which is the abode of Shiva. He said, students, now you have completed the sports yagnam. Now you start traveling towards the divine and merge in me. A beautiful interpretation of the word Sankranti. As I mentioned, Sankranti is very, very special to all the students of Bhagwan because it marks the culmination of a nearly month-long yagnam the students and the staff together do for Bhagwan. It's very, very special because on this day, Bhagwan is to give, bless all the students and staff with his divine message and give away their prizes, the prize distribution ceremony. The 11th January program, which all the educational institutions of Bhagwan put up, is not mere visual display of events. It's an expression of love. Expression of love of students of Bhagwan for his master and Bhagwan's love for his students. Let me recall few incidents, a few lessons which I have learned at his feet by associating myself in this yagnam of sports meet. In those good old days, Bhagwan used to come to the college, the Prashanti Nilayam, and distribute the prizes to the winners personally. On one such occasion, he distributed the prizes personally to all of them, giving Padanamaskar and blessing them profusely. After the prize distribution was over, he called me and then asked me, how many students received the prizes? I said, Swami, around 200 students. He said, how many students are there? This was early 90s. I said, Swami, around 400 students are there in the campus. He said, only 50% students are getting. What about the rest of them? I said, Swami, they would have participated in various events, but only best will get selected. And they are given first and second prizes. He became very stern. He said, no, it is not acceptable. There is so much of talent in all the students. Why students? He said, every human being, there is so much of talent hidden in all of us. He said, you all have to find ways of bringing that out. The concept of educare. He says, so much of talent is there. Create opportunities for them to bring forth these talents. In fact, then we were having only competitions connected with sports. Later, after this directive of Bhagwan, we expanded and included even the cultural events and cultural competitions and many more competitions got added to that so that the students have ample opportunities to find the talent which is God-given inside them. It was Clive Lloyd, the famous West Indian cricketer, mentioned during the Sathya Sai Unity Cup in 1997 in the Hillview Stadium, talent is the gift of God. Offer back to him. But Bhagwan corrected him, saying that Talent is not gift of God. It is God itself. The talent, he is God. And Swami wants this talent to come out of us, to find out this talent which is hidden inside us and bring it out. And what better message is there than this, bringing out this talent which is hidden in all of us. Bhagwan has given the integral system of education to all our students, which caters to the development of various aspects of personality, the physical, the intellectual, the emotional, and all aspects of personality. But this is a theoretical definition. No words can explain or really capture the essence of the learning experience of students, and this beautifully gets manifested during the sports meet. Let me recount again another beautiful experience of how Swami guided all the staff members to choose the items which are to be taken for the 11th January program. That particular year, the Prashanthi Nilayam campus somehow did not get all the items ready well in advance. It was around December 13th or 14th. And Bhagwan, after granting interviews to the devotees, came to the student side in the veranda there, and then he was interacting with the students. He said, "Students, what are your programs for 11th January?" Everybody folded their hands. "Swami, the list is not finalized." Again, Swami wasn't happy. He called. He asked me, why the list is not yet finalized? I said, "Swami, we have finalized most of the items, but few items we are still exploring and seeing whether the required props are available or not. Planning is still going on." Then he said, "You have to start this process very early." He said, "It is a sacred responsibility of all the people concerned, the wardens, the directors, the administrators, the physical directors, and all the senior people concerned should plan this very early." And he says, "It is a sacred responsibility because the children are young. They have so much of love for Bhagwan. They are ready to do anything for him. It is your duty to channelize their energies in the proper direction." And then he went on to explain what sort of items should be chosen. He says that you have to choose such items which have beauty, the grandeur, the skill should be evident. And he says there should be an element of adventure too. But then he hastened to add, he says, "Even though there should be an element of adventure, it should be absolutely safe for the students. It is the responsibility of all people concerned." And then the best was yet to come. He turned towards me and then said, "Chudu, rojanta mimmalni chuse, rojanta mimmalni chuse, duty naku appachepaddappa. Do not give me the duty of looking after the students 24/7 to me." Meaning, very subtly conveying to us, he says, his protection is there, but it's our responsibility to see that good programs are chosen so that the students get a wholesome experience. This was another beautiful experience which I had while working in the sports meet. Swami also mentions that whatever we do, it should be offered to him. sarvakarma bhagavat prityartham. Then the work is transformed into worship. He says you do not have to do anything else. And again, the sports meet for all the students and staff provides a beautiful opportunity to put this into practice. Let me again recall the final incident which I really cherish. Bhagavan was explaining to the students about what we can learn from the event in which we participate. It was a warm Sunday morning after bhajans in the mandir. In the month of December, we were in the grounds practicing our events, and suddenly Swami's car came. It was not a planned visit of Bhagavan, but we were very happy to receive him. There was a lot of commotion. Swami's chair was brought and he sat there. Said, Swami, Chayandi. Said, we did not know what to do, but immediately we started off the march past practice. We had a full-fledged march past rehearsal in front of Bhagavan. As it was mentioned, Swami was never tired of seeing his students, his children marching. He used to enjoy the marching. After the marching was over, Swami said, Inkemana unda, anything else? And then we had just started our sportsman practice. Not many things were ready. Whatever was ready, we had shown him. There was one item, which was a Malcolm pole display. This year too, some of them tried. And Swami said, you would like to see that. The boys hurriedly brought the Malcolm pole and then started doing it. Since it was just raw and stage, not much could be done. And then one student, a new student who joined in that event, tried to climb up the pole and then fell down twice. Swami saw that they were not ready. Said, enough, go practice well. And blessed the students and then went back. And the evening, during the interactive session with the students, Bhagavan saw this student who fell down from the pole and then called him. Boy, which event are you in? He said, Swami, I am in the Malcolm pole display. Said, very good. Said, why are you falling so often? Said, Swami, I have just joined in this group. I thought it would be easy, but it is not easy. I never had a previous experience of climbing up a pole. Swami was very satisfied with that answer. And then he said, Manchiri, practice well. And then he did not leave at that. He said, Chudu, what have you learned from that incident? Nuvu emi nerchukunnavu? Emi anukuntunnavu? What have you learned from this incident, your participation in this event? The boy was perplexed and he said, Swami, I'm just learning the art of climbing the pole. Then Swami went on to explain the truth. He said, what happens to you, your bruises are not important. What happens in you, inside you, during the sports meet is more important. Swami, like a mother, went on to explain further this concept. What happens to us, inside us, how the transformation should take place. He said, every time you fall from the pole, you are toughened. You learn to once again, resolve to once again go and try. Learn another technique of not falling. It inspires, it focuses your mind. It improves your determination, your dedication. This is very important in life. Bhagavan beautifully, very sweetly, through that small incident of student falling, not able to learn the art of climbing the pole, he spiritualized the entire thing and then gave that lesson to everyone. So the sports meet offers ample opportunities for all the students of Bhagwan and the faculty members who are associated with us, ample opportunities to express our love for him in this game of life. Let us make him as our anchor, because he is an unbiased selector, a stern coach, an inspiring captain, a good umpire, and above all, an omnipresent scorer. Records every action, every thought, and every word which we speak and undergo, the experiences which we undergo throughout the sports meet. If we make him as our anchor, this game of life, we are sure to win and receive his blessings. The end, I pray to Bhagwan to shower his choicest blessings on all the students and the staff members who have participated in this yagnam, and then we offer back this yagnam to receive his blessings. Jai Sai Ram.
I offer my most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Sai Ram to one and all. It was the third week of December when one of our favorite seasons started, the season of sports meet. We learnt various lessons and experiences in the process specially designed by Bhagavan. Yes, a process. For the spectators present here, it may be just an event which falls on every January 11th. But for the participants, it is a process, a continuous learning process. This unique process has a divine purpose, which makes us understand and learn some of the most important lessons of life and lessons for life. The Sports Meet 2016 brought various challenges, thrills, pains, and gains. This was all at the gross level. At the subtle level, it helped each of us to witness a series of experiential learning. The cycle item taught the subtlest of lessons, the lesson of constant integrated awareness, the awareness to be in the now, to be in the present, as in the item, each one was dependent on the other. While the whiz-wheelers depicted concentration and balance, self-coordination and discipline was clearly showcased in the hand drill performance. The triumvirates portrayed Bhagavan's idea of the integration of body, mind, and soul. While the students performed outstandingly with grit and grace in the Sai Hillview Stadium, a medley of music, fine arts, and philosophy was offered in the Sai Kulwant Hall yesterday. The Nadaswaram group of the Anantapur campus, who play at every festival after Suprabhatam and evening bhajan in the Sai Kulwant Hall, added beauty to the presentation by synthesizing with the Sai melodies, the brass band of our campus, and with the music group. All the events were different, the paths were different, but the lessons learnt were common. Everyone walked together with joy to achieve the ultimate goal. His happiness. Yes, his smile is our milestone. I would like to conclude by thanking each person who made this sports meet a grand success. This continuous process would have been incomplete without the constant efforts of the various departments, the teaching and the non-teaching staff, and the workers who worked constantly and tirelessly to prepare the props. Everyone led by example and displayed a perfect epitome of dedication and devotion towards our Bhagavan. Dear Lord, we thank you profusely for giving us this golden opportunity to make our lives as instruments to be used for our own development and betterment. Bhagavan lovingly says, the wise man is he who keeps his reason sharp and clear and sees things as they really are. He listens to the advice. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a game. Play it. Sports meet is a real pilgrim's progress. It is equal to the lion's march across the forest. Masterful, fearless, and victorious. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my most loving, grateful and humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all. The Sri Satya Sai Annual Sports and Cultural Meet 2016 has witnessed an unprecedented euphoria. Its beauty and majesty has evoked widespread acclaim from all sections of the society. But is it only about the color, the grandeur and the magnificence? No. It's rather more about the blossoming of human excellence. And this is the reason why participating in the annual sports and cultural meet is such an invaluable and a beautiful experience. There is beauty in the hard work that goes into the preparation. There is beauty in the joy we derive in helping others. There is beauty in the complete understanding between the teacher and the student. There is beauty in the realization that he's the one who performs, he's the one who observes, and he's the one who applauds. Today I would like to share with you all some of the messages that each item wanted to convey, and one or two experiences that some boys had, illustrating the fact that he is always there with us to help us at all times and in all things. The first item, Thunderbirds, with their lightning performance, demonstrated to us that in this furiously fast-paced world, it is still possible to maintain a perfect harmony between the body, mind and soul. It is still possible to maintain the equanimity despite the many vicissitudes of life. It is still possible to be disciplined and strong and move forward to face the obstacles in life. Talking about discipline, I would like to share with you all what the coach who trained the Thunderbirds had to say. He was a person who had performed in both international and national events. He had coached hundreds of students before and he was extremely impressed with the discipline the boys showed her here. And he said, the stunts which should normally take 2 months to learn outside, the boys could pick it up in just 2 days. This can only be because of his infinite power. The constant movement of the dragon behind the ball has an important lesson for us to learn. Despite the number of twists and turns, the dragon continuously moves only towards the ball, listening to the beats of the drums. We too in our life must direct ourselves towards our goal with one pointed concentration, however lengthy and complicated our journey may be, listening to the music of his message. A ladder has two poles connected with rungs in between. One pole symbolizes his message and the other pole represents his grace, and each rung in between stands for the test he puts us to test how high we can climb the ladder of life. There are bound to be ups and downs. When we try climbing up the ladder, we are bound to fall down. But we must remember, with every test the Lord gives us, he also gives us his grace and his message to support and inspire us. A true warrior dusts himself after every fall and continues to climb up the ladder until the final destination is reached. the boy who performed the feat of climbing up the 12-foot ladder on January 11th couldn't do it successfully even on January 10th. Every time he tried climbing up, he kept falling halfway through. He kept failing, and yet he kept persisting and perspiring. With the Lord's name in his heart and with complete faith in the Lord, on the final day, he performed the feat with remarkable success. This can only be attributed to the Lord's mercy and grace. The power that a united team generates is incredible and unconquerable. The wizards of wonder display the magic of that strength in their beautifully coordinated and energetic effort. With their simple and elegant movements, they showed how being simple can make our lives so wonderful. No wonder the wizards of wonder left us all wonderstruck at their wonderful performance. And finally, the item which I was a part of, the drama, which forms a part of the cultural meat, was laid on his messages for us to follow. The most obvious and the most important message was, whatever may be the circumstances, we must hold on to his command. We must follow his message. Then there can be no room for discriminating between the right and wrong. For his command can only be right, and his message can only be for our own good. His message has always been and will always be there for us to follow. It's up to us whether we follow it or not. Here I would like to narrate an incident of how Swami indirectly emphasized the need to follow his message. The boy who acted as Swaroop, the protagonist of the drama, was unable to show those emotions in the practice sessions. It's extremely tough, yet he kept practicing, kept working hard, and he prayed to Swami for his guidance and inspiration. And the Lord, and he picked up a chit from the message box, and the message read, "You are my chosen messenger." Brothers and sisters, Swami wants such people to be his messengers. In the drama, Swaroop was an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions at Prashanthi Nilayam. He was a man who followed his message even in the most challenging situation of his life. Swami wants such people to be his messengers. We, being the students studying in his educational institutions, must be the torchbearers of his mission. It's time we climbed up the ladder of life higher and higher, overcoming all the obstacles that come our way like a dragon, destroying them with the fire of determination and intelligence. It's time we went out to the world, opened our hearts and let our spirits soar high into the skies like a bird, and let his message resound and reverberate across the globe with the sound of thunder. It's time we became the wizards that display the magic of his message with his words as our spells and his grace as our wands. What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to our Lord. The Lord has given us everything. In fact, the word everything becomes inadequate to describe what the Lord has gifted us with. It's time we offer ourselves in total surrender and pray, "Swami, please give us the strength to make our lives your message." In conclusion, I have only one prayer to offer to you, O Lord. Whenever we felt lonely and lost, whenever we needed your help, you always assured us, saying, "Just take one step towards me, and I shall take 100 towards you." Lord, please give us the strength and the wisdom to realize that there can be no question of a distance and a difference between us when we and you are one and the same. Brothers and sisters, when we completely dedicate ourselves to making our lives his message, the feeling that we are his shall transcend into the realization that we are him. I express my deepest gratitude to Bhagavan for giving me this wonderful opportunity to speak in front of such an august gathering. And I thank you all for your very patient hearing. Jai Saram.
Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters. After every sports meet, when we go and stand in front of a mirror, we get to see a different person. Not because he would have lost 5 kgs during the last 15 days, but because sports meet itself is a training ground which teaches us several lessons. As Swami has said, we learn way beyond our respective degrees in this institute. Being part of Mudnali campus, this year's sports meet was very special for us. We are blessed with an opportunity of putting up a sports meet drama for the first time, and the same was with the motorcycles. I personally wanted to be in the motorcycles event, but there was a whole lot of drama waiting for me. The same day I went for the motorcycle selection test, I was called for the first meeting for the drama preparations. I was always very enthusiastic about being part of dramas and never missed an opportunity. But right now I felt like the same drama was standing in between me and the motorcycles. I went for the meeting with a heavy heart. But during the course of the meeting, we started discussing about the very purpose of sports meet and Swami's messages on that context. The point that we should offer every act for his pleasure hit me very hard. But at the end of the discussion, I felt very different. I told Swami in my mind, "Swami, I'm no more worried about getting into the motorcycles. It's your wish." A few days later, when the selection results were out, I was selected for motorcycles. The gusty winds of Mudnali, filled with dust, made our practice sessions very difficult. Very often we could hardly see the motorcycles in front of us. But our spirits were so high that nothing could stop us once we were on the motorcycles. During a practice session, I fell from the bike, because of which I was asked to stand outside along with few other brothers. Things went terribly bad when one of the teacher in charge told us that we are no more going to ride the motorcycles for the event. We are shocked. We are no more having a motorcycle, any event for the sports meet. I questioned Swami in my mind. "Swami, I did tell you it was your wish to put me in any event you liked, but I gave you only two options, either motorcycles or drama. But you chose none of the above." But my sports meet drama, which Swami was directing, was not yet over. To our surprise, the same day, the same afternoon, the motorcycles coach called us back for the practice sessions. He too was feeling bad for our condition. That's why he called us. But he too was not sure of what role to give us. We were asked to wait. We all were tired of waiting. And I had already lost hope. But that was when one of our brothers got up and said, "See, brothers, if you want to offer our little bit for Swami for this sports meet, the only way is by creating an event." And that was how the idea of the triangles formation and the motorcycles going around with the tricolor flags came up. This gave us an opportunity to ride the motorcycles. Gradually, things fell in place such that we are also selected for the individual stunts. When everything seems dim and dark, remember that God is just switching off the light before giving us a pleasant surprise. I realized that even when I was about to give up, Swami was not ready to give up on me. Life is like a sine curve, and the road is very bumpy. We are sure to fall if we don't hold on to the handlebar. We have to hold on to the handlebar tight, the handlebar of faith in God, and the motorcycle is sure to take us to our destination. Yesterday, we put up our drama in front of Swami. I'm sure he loved it. During the initial stages of drama, we were worried about the recording, as we were not having the studio or the sophisticated equipments required. But yesterday during the final song, there was a technical slack with the audio, because of which we were singing out our heart out directly to Swami. Swami showed us that all that mattered was our love for Him. Thank you, Swami, for giving us this wonderful opportunity of sports meet to express our love for You. Thank you so much, Swami. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine presence and grace, I offer my most loving pranams at His lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sairam and warm Makara Sankranti greetings to all of you present here. The annual sports and cultural meet is a treasure chest of experiences for every Sai student. And this year is no exception, with many experiences and many lessons learned therefrom. Lessons of utilizing the opportunity, of embracing the challenge and practicing to perfection. Opportunity knocks at a person's door only once. And when it does, all that matters is choice. Those who choose to take it should be ready to brave even the fire. Indeed, many students from the Blazing Warriors camp overcame their fear of fire to become his torchbearers. They performed with searing heat, with sometimes the fire coming right next to their ears, to perform their formations in perfect finesse and discipline. True, if the satisfaction of doing a thing is worth achieving, then any risk is worth taking. And what better satisfaction does a Sai student derive than that of seeing Swami's lips part in a smile? Swami says, the essence of education is concentration of mind, not mere collection of facts. Kalaripayattu, though demanding in terms of concentration and reflexes, was mastered by the students in a very short period of time because they embraced the challenge with extra fervor and determination. Swami often taught us, yatna prayatnamul manava dharmamul jayapajayamul daivadhinamul. The trampoline basketballers went through grueling practice sessions just to ensure that their offering to Swami is perfect. They combined physical fitness and dexterity with terrific teamwork to make their dream come true on the 11th of January. And it really did. 48 hours later, on the evening of the 13th, we witnessed a scintillating performance by the Vrindavan Brass Band in this very hall. It was a melodious offering made at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, with some tunes like Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna, which are always close to our heart. This was followed by a musical drama depicting the life of Bhadrachala Ramadas, the epitome of faith and devotion, whose faith never waned even after 12 years of torture. Swami taught us that drama is just a means for the characters who lived then to relive their lives now in front of Swami. During this year's Bhakta Ramadas, he showed us now and then that he is always there guiding us. In fact, the entire drama final song is but his inspiration to one of the scriptwriters. On the evening of our final performance in Vrindavan on the 4th of January, one of our brothers got a dream wherein Swami expressed his happiness over our hard work and efforts. He even materialized vibhuti for young Gopanna and Tanasha and blessed the protagonist Ramadas with chain. This shows us that Swami is easily pleased with our hard work and efforts. In conclusion, I would like to say, success is unison. The unison of finesse with discipline, of fervor with determination, of fitness with dexterity, and most importantly, of faith with devotion. I hope we as a campus made Swami happy with our hard work and effort. Thanking you all for your patient listening. Sai Ram.
Humility and gratitude, I offer myself to Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. As Bhagwan says, the aim of the sports meet, annual sports and cultural meet, is to please him, to make our dearest Lord happy and bring a smile on his face. It is an excellent opportunity for us to offer our talents, our abilities and days of efforts to him. The very thought that we are giving happiness to Bhagwan is very encouraging and motivating for all of us. But at the same time, the same thought could create a false sense of pride in each one of us. And I believe that is where the experience of the annual sports and cultural meet plays a very important role. This experience tells us who the actual giver is, who the actual doer is. It is He who bestows us with our talents. He gives us the strength. He gives us opportunities. And it is He who takes care of the final performance as well. Many of us have experienced it before. On the final day, we become observers of our own performance. So merely showcasing our talents and abilities in front of Him cannot be the only reason for His happiness. For Bhagwan says, it is not our ability that He wants, but our availability. But even our availability is taken care of by our beautiful Lord. He is so compassionate that He has made the annual sports and cultural meet a part of the academic calendar of this university and His educational institutions so that automatically all of us become available for Him. And then He takes us through this wonderful journey. He gives us many chances to push our limits and try different things, be it dance, gymnastics, music, arts, acting. He gives us many experiences, sweet experiences that we can cherish forever, a few bitter experiences that we can learn from. But in the end, He ensures that each one of us grow. With or without our knowledge, we are enriched by His touch. So even as we perform on the final day, whether it is in the Hillview Stadium or in the Sai Kulwant Hall, it may appear as if we are doing something for our Bhagwan. But let's remember that it's not about what we are doing for Him. It's more about what He is doing to each one of us. Thanking Bhagwan for this wonderful journey that He takes us through every year, I conclude this talk here. Sairam.
After listening to the wonderful sentiments of our students, now it's Bhagwan's turn to express His appreciation for all the effort put in by the students and the staff of all the Sai educational institutions. We now have the Founder Chancellor Cups being awarded to all the institutions. I invite Sri K. Chakravarti, Member Secretary, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust to the dais to award the cups to our students. Years ago, once I recall, Bhagwan said, each one of you should feel that you too have a share in a piece of metal in this cup which I am giving to all of you. So all of us are shareholders and all of us are recipients of Bhagwan's love and grace. For the wonderful performance, colorful and vibrant, by the tiny tots of the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. We next have the students of the Srimati Ishwaramma English Medium School. Next we have the students of the Anantapur campus, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The next cup goes to our second women's campus, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences. Thank you, Chakravarti sir. I now invite Sri T.K.K. Bhagwat, member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to give the cups to our men campuses. First, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashant Nilayam. Next we have the students of Sri Sathya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, Prashanthi Nilayam. Next we have students of the Muddanahalli campus, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Next we have the students of Vrindavan campus, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The 9th campus, students of Prashanthi Nilayam campus, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Thank you, Bhagwat sir. We now come to the prize distribution for the individual institutions. First, we'll have the physical directors of various campuses taking Bhagwan's blessings. Anandpur campus, Srimati K. Hemlata. Prashanthi Nilayam campus, Sri Ravi Kiran. Vrindavan campus, Sri Chaudegowda. Muddanahalli campus, Sri Narasimha Murthy. Sri Satya Sai High Secondary School, Sri N. Raghunath. Srimati Ishwarama English Medium School, Sri Sanjeev Kumar. Sri Satya Sai Primary School, Sri Vinod Kumar. I now invite Sri R.J. Ratnakar, member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to give the prizes to the students of our higher secondary school. Athletic House Championship goes to Dharma House. Captain Sujendra, Vice Captain Sai Kiran. Games Cup goes to Shanti House, Captain Amar Pratik Raju, Vice Captain Mitrin. Talent Search Program Cup goes to Prema House, Captain Ujwal Priyadarshi, Vice Captain Rahul. Overall House Championship Cup goes to Satya House, Captain Yogesh Lal, Vice Captain Shikhar Saxena. Sub Juniors Individual Champion, winner is Sridhar Sola. He comes first in high jump, long jump, obstacle race, poem competition, second in 200 meters, 800 meters, third in 400 meters, third in Vedam, cricket winners, 4 into 100 meters winners, Damsharad winners and volleyball runners. Sub Juniors runner up. Sub-juniors runner-up Sahil Mehra. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, 800 meters, second in long jump, 4 into 100 meters runners. Juniors champion winners is P. Karthik. He comes first in 200 meters, 400 meters, 800 meters, 1000 meters, 4 into 100 meters, football winners, volleyball runners, and 4 into 400 meters runners. Junior's runner-up is Mahinder Reddy. He comes first in 100 meters, sack race, triple jump, second in 200 meters, second in long jump, basketball winners, 4 into 400 meters winners, 4 into 100 meters runners, and cricket runners. Seniors champion winners is B.V. Puneet. He comes first in long jump, 800 meters, 1500 meters, second in 100 meters, 3000 meters, high jump, football winners, volleyball winners, and cricket runners. Seniors runner-up is Uttam Kumar. He comes first in 200 meters, 3000 meters, triple jump, second in 400 meters, long jump, 4 into 100 meters winners, 4 into 400 meters winners, badminton winners. Thank you, Sri Ratnakar. I now invite our esteemed Vice Chancellor, Professor KBR Verma, to give the prizes to the university campuses. First, we begin with Mudan Ali campus. Athletics champion is T. Naresh, BBM third year. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, long jump and triple jump. Athletics runner-up is N.P. Bharat, BBM final year. He comes first in 800 meters, 1500 meters, 5000 meters, third in 10,000 meters, volleyball winners and basketball winners. Cultural champion Mayank Gandhi, BBM final year. He comes first in instrumental model making, Vedam level 1, and third in Stotram. Cultural runner-up, Aditya Krishna, BBM second year. He comes first in poster making, mono acting, second in model making, quiz winners. Next, Vrindavan campus. Athletics champion is Praveen Kumar Reddy, BCom second year. He comes first in 200 meters, 400 meters, long jump, triple jump, second in 100 meters and 4 into 400 meters relay winners. Athletics runner-up Prajwal KG, first year BSc honors. He comes first in 800 meters, 1500 meters, 5000 meters, 10,000 meters and 4 into 400 meters relay. cultural champion, Karan Kumar of third year BCom honors. He comes first in English elocution, Hindi elocution, English essay, Vedam explanation, third in mono acting and pick an act. Cultural runner-up is Sashank S., second BCom honors. He comes first in Vedam level 1, Stotram chanting and explanation, second in Vedam explanation, mono acting, pick and act, miming, third in English short story writing. Next we come to Prashant Lim campus, undergraduates. Athletics champion, Amarendra Pratap Biswal, second BSc honors. He comes first in javelin throw, high jump, triple jump, 400 meters, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, 4 into 400 meters relay winners, cricket winners, football winners. Athletics runner-up, Ashish Bareilly, second BA. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, long jump, second in triple jump, 4 into 100 meters relay winners, 4 into 400 meters relay winners, football winners, basketball winners, cricket winners. Cultural champion, Zubin Mukhia, second year BA. He comes first in mono acting, English elocution, second in vocals, ball badminton winners, drama winners. Cultural runner-up, Akshay Malappa, second BA. He comes first in short story writing, second in mono acting, third in javelin throw, drama winners. Athletics champion postgraduates, Shri Gaurav Verma, first year M.Tech. He comes first in high jump, 400 meters, 800 meters, 1500 meters, table tennis singles winners, table tennis doubles winners, basketball winners. Athletics runner-up, H.V. Bharatesh, first MBA. He comes first in 100 meters, 200 meters, second in short put, third in triple jump, 10,000 meters merit. Cultural champion, Balram Khamri, second MSc in Biosciences. He comes first in Hindi elocution, second in mono acting, third in sketching, drama winners. Cultural runner-up, Anosh Narayan, second MSc Mathematics. He comes first in vocals, instrumental, orchestra winners. we now have the prize distribution for the Anantapur campus.
Offering my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of my most beloved Lord. Respected elders, dear sisters, brothers, and my dear students, loving Sai Ram to each one of you. I have the pleasant duty to announce the individual championship in sports, cultural, and fine arts competitions held for the academic year 2015-2016. Athletic championship for undergraduate goes to Madhuretni Meghna of 3rd BBM. 800 meters first, high jump first, 400 meters second, hurdle second, marathon second, long jump third, also 4 into 100 meters relay second, 4 into 400 meters relay second. Athletic runner-up is Priyanka Antil of 1st BCom Honours. 100 meters first, 200 meters first, javelin throw first, hammer throw first, long jump fourth, also 4 into 400 meters relay first, ball badminton prize winners. Cultural championship for undergraduate goes to Riddhi Bella of 3rd BCom Honours. Second in mono acting, second in creative writing, Hindi elocution merit, also general knowledge quiz first, on act play merit, Coco winners. Cultural runner-up, Aswati Suresh Babu, 1st VAC Honours. Classical music first, light music first, group dance first. On behalf of her, I request Captain of Prema House to come and receive the trophy. Fine Arts Champion, Hridaya Kirtana, 3rd BSc Home Science. First in theme-based painting, first in collages, first in eco-friendly accessories, first in floor art, also 3rd in Vedam chanting. Fine Arts Runner-up, Ayushi Kapoor of 2nd BBM, theme-based painting 2nd, flower craft 2nd, bookmark craft 3rd, eco-friendly accessories merit, creative carving merit, depictive writing merit, also throw ball winners, one act play merit. Athletic championship for postgraduates goes to Kunti of 1st MSc in Biosciences. First in 200 meters, first in 400 meters, first in long jump, 3rd in 100 meters, javelin throw participation. Athletic runner-up for postgraduate goes to Sonia, 1st MSc in Biosciences. 100 meters second, 200 meters second, 400 meters second, javelin throw participation and discus throw participation. Cultural championship for postgraduates goes to Kritika Lakshmi of 2nd MA in English Language and Literature. creative writing first, English elocution second, group dance second, one act play merit also, first in marathon, 400 meters third. Cultural runner-up for postgraduate goes to Anantha Rai of second MSc Biosciences. Classical music first, light music second, also shot put third, discus third, throw ball winners, handball winners, table tennis doubles runners. Finals championship for postgraduate goes to Bhavana Rai of first MSc Food Technology. First in theme-based painting, first in collage art, first in object drawing, first in bookcraft. Fine arts runner-up goes to Gayatri of second MSc in food science and nutrition. First in Mahindi art, first in decorative writing, first in flower craft, second in bookmark craft and creative carving merit. Thank you, Sairam.
I now pray Bhagwan for his benedictory Sankranti message.
సంస్థలు కానీ ప్రతి ఒక్క విద్యార్థి కూడాను అన్ని రంగముల యందు కూడాను అత్యంత శ్రద్ధాభక్తులను నిరూపించి శ్రమించి పనిచేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్, బీ దట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం క్యాంపస్, అనంతపూర్ క్యాంపస్, బెంగళూరు క్యాంపస్, higher secondary school, the primary school, every student struggle hard with all the sincerity, steadfastness and work all along.
Kevalam vidyarthulu maatrame kaaku adhyapakulu kudanu yavvanulu modalukoni vruddhulu varaku kudanu ento sreminchi ground lo deeniki sahayam chestu vacharu.
Not only students, the teachers young and old, seniors, they also work there on the grounds.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఐకమత్యము ప్రేమ భక్తి ప్రపత్తులతో కూడినటువంటి యొక్క సమస్తలు నిజముగా విచారించిన జగత్తులో ఎందుకూడను కానరాదు.
Such principles of unity, love, devotion and sincerity, the institutions with such qualities are present nowhere in the world.
Itti samasthalu jagattulo vyapinchina jagattu yokka samasyale pariharam avutundi.
If such institutions increase more and more day by day, there will be no problems in this world.
Vidyarthulu vidyarthiniyulu adhyapakulu ento adbhutamainatundi yokka charyanu kavistu vacharu.
Students, boys and girls and teachers have done wonderful things.
Kevalam vidya vishayamulandu maatrame kaaka aneka rangamulu yendu kudanu ee vidyarthulu tama yokka shaktini vishalam gaavistu vacharu.
Not only in academic field, students have demonstrated their talents in various fields also.
Awareness is life ani అన్నింటి అందు పరిపూర్ణంగా గుర్తించినటువంటిదే నిజమైనటువంటి జీవితం అది.
ద ట్రూ లైఫ్ lies in the awareness of life, the total understanding.
Atala yende kaka, patala yende kaka, ee yokka bandu, nadaswaramu, ityadi, aneka vidyalu endukudanu, మా యొక్క విద్యార్థులు ఎంతనో అభివృద్ధిగాంచి జగత్తునకు ఆనందాన్ని అందిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Our students made everybody happy, not only in the academic field, but also in areas of music and also in Nadaswaram, which you have witnessed. They made everybody happy.
ఆటలు పాటలు అన్ని కూడాను తమ తృప్తి నిమిత్తమై కాదు, స్వామిని తృప్తిపరచాలి, స్వామిని ఆనందపరచాలి అనేటువంటి యొక్క అగాధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రేమోత్సాహంతో దీనిలో పాల్గొన్నారు.
The sports and games and music is not for their satisfaction, to make Swami happy, to please him, they have done all these activities.
ఎన్ని విధములైనటువంటి యొక్క కష్టములకైనను ఓర్చి సహించి భరించి తట్టుకొని నెట్టుకొని ముందుకు సాగుతూ వచ్చారు.
They could bear all the difficulties and problems on their way and could proceed.
ఈనాడు మానవుడు తెలుసుకోవాల్సినటువంటిది మైండ్ పదార్థం యొక్క విజ్ఞానతను గుర్తించాలి.
What man has to know today is this differentiation, distinction between the mind and man.
మనసును తెలియనటువంటి మానవుడు మూర్ఖుడనే చెప్పవచ్చు.
Man who does not know the mind is a fool.
కనుకనే మనసును గుర్తించినటువంటి వాడే మానీయుడు.
So the one who knows the nature of the mind is noble.
Aithe ee manasu yokka swaroopam emiti?
Then what is the form of the mind?
Idi ekkada nunchi aavirbhavinchindi?
Where from it has originated?
Deeni yokka kriyalu emiti?
What is its nature?
Deeni yokka mahattam emiti?
What is mystery behind it?
Vicharana chesthe,
if we inquire,
aatmaku moodu shaktilu unnavi.
Atma, the spirit, has three powers.
Okati manasu.
One is the mind.
Rendavadi buddhi.
Second, intellect.
Moodavadi sankalpamu.
The third one is the will.
Manobuddhulu sankalpamulu yokka swaroopame atma.
Atma, the spirit, is the combination of the mind, intellect and the will.
Kanukane atma nundi aavirbhavinchinatvantide ee manasu.
Therefore the mind has originated out of this self.
Ee manasu yokka vishalata చెప్పుటకే సాధ్యం కాదు.
ద వాస్ట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ఆల్ మెజర్.
దీనిని సంస్కృతం నందు సర్వత పాళిపాదం, తత్సర్వతో వచ్చి శిరోముఖం, సర్వత శృతిమల్లోకి సర్వమా వృత్తిస్థితి. దీన్ని సంకల్పించిన ఎంత దూరమైన క్షణంలో ప్రయాణం చేస్తుంది.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ఫిలాసఫీ, దట్ బై మియర్ విల్ ఇట్ కెన్ గో టు ఎనీ ఫార్ ఆఫ్ దిస్.
సర్వత్రా క్షణంలో వ్యాపించిపోతుంది.
ఇన్ ఎ మోమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ వుడ్ బి సో
వాస్ట్. ఈ మనస్సు యొక్క శక్తిని ఎవరు కూడా గుర్తించలేరు, విచారించలేరు.
ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ కెనాట్ బి ఎస్టిమేటెడ్ బై ఎనీబడి.
దీనిని వర్ణించుటకు భాషనే చాలదు.
And the language will not be able to reach.
Kanukane manasu yokka shakti ittidi attidani evaru kuda nirnayinchadam sadhyam kaadu.
The mighty power of the mind cannot be comprehended nor decided.
Manasu anetvanti yokka shakti lekunda ee chinna karyanni kuda manamu sadhinchalemu.
Without the power of the mind you cannot accomplish any tiny task.
Aithe manasu ante ee vidhanga unnadi?
Then how is the mind?
ఈ మనస్సుకు రూపం లేదు.
Mind has no form.
మనస్సు చేసే పని అంతా కూడా ఆత్మశక్తి ద్వారానే చేస్తూ ఉంటుంది.
Mind works only with the help of the atmic power.
కనుకనే ఈ లోపల ఉండేటువంటి ఆత్మనే ఈ మనస్సు ద్వారా ప్రపంచంలో సర్వకర్మలు కూడా ఆచరిస్తూ వస్తున్నది.
Therefore it is the inner self that operates through the mind and functions in the outer world.
ఈ మనో యొక్క వికారమును మనో యొక్క వికాసమును గుర్తించాలన్నా కొన్ని సంవత్సరములైనా కూడా చాలదు.
Few of the years are not enough if you go into the depth of the nature.
కొన్ని యుగములు కూడా వీలు కాదు.
Even ages also would not be adequate.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiments of love.
మనస్సు మన వెంటనే ఉన్నది.
Mind is with you.
మనస్సు లేకుండా మనిషి కాదు.
No human can exist without mind.
కానీ మనిషి అయినటువంటి మానవుడు మనసును గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నాడు.
And this human is not able to know the mind which is in him, within.
నీ మనసును గుర్తించుకోలేకుండా నేను మానవుడని ఎట్లా చెప్పగలుగుతున్నావు?
Without knowing the mind, how can you call yourself?
చెప్పే అధికారం కూడా లేదు.
You have no authority to declare yourself.
ఏనాడు మనసును గుర్తిస్తావో అప్పుడే నీవు మానవుడని చెప్పడానికి వీలవుతుంది.
That day when you know the nature of the mind, you can call yourself a human being.
ఇది సరైనటువంటి వేదాంతం యొక్క సారం.
This is the essence of Vedanta.
కనుక వేదాంతం అనగా సర్వ వేదముల యొక్క అంత్యమే వేదాంతము.
Vedanta means the purpose, the goal of all Vedas.
దానినే ఆత్మజ్ఞానము అన్నారు.
That is the knowledge of the self.
ఆత్మజ్ఞానం అనేటువంటి దాన్ని మర్చిపోయి దేహ జ్ఞానాన్ని పెంచుకుంటూ నేను ఇది అది అని వాదించుకోవటము ఇది కేవలం మూర్ఖత్వం కాదా?
We go by only the knowledge of the body and we go on arguing with others. Is it not a sign of a fool?
ఈ ఆత్మ అనేటువంటిదే కంట్రోల్ రూమ్.
And this Atma, the self, is the control room.
ఆ కంట్రోల్ రూమ్ స్వాధీనం చేసుకో.
You have to be in that control room.
అన్ని ఇంద్రియములు కూడా క్షణంలో నీకు కంట్రోల్ అయిపోతాయి.
All the senses will be under your check control.
ఇంటిలో ఉన్నటువంటి మెయిన్ స్విచ్ ఆఫ్ చేస్తే అన్ని రూముల్లో ఉన్నటువంటి లైట్ కూడా ఆఫ్ అయిపోతాయి.
If you put off the main switch, well, there will be no light anywhere in the other room.
మెయిన్ స్విచ్ ని ఆన్ చేస్తే అన్ని రూముల్లో కూడా దీపాలు వెలుగుతాయి.
If you put on the main switch, you'll have the light in all the rest.
కాబట్టి మెయిన్ స్విచ్ అనేటువంటిది నీ ఆత్మ.
So Atma, the self, is the main switch.
నీ యొక్క చూపు, నీ యొక్క మాటలు, నీ యొక్క పలుకులు, నీ యొక్క శ్రవణము, నీ యొక్క పనులు, ఇవన్నీ కూడా రూముల్లో ఉన్నటువంటి స్విచ్లు వంటివి.
Therefore your looks, your words and your listening, audition, they amount to bulbs.
నీకు నీవు కల్పితంగా ఆవించుకున్నటువంటివి.
And these are of your own making.
ఇప్పుడు నువ్వు ఒక పెద్ద బిల్డింగ్ కట్టుకున్నావు.
You have built a big mansion.
ఇది బెడ్రూము.
This is the bedroom.
ఇది బాత్రూము.
This is the bathroom.
ఇది స్టోర్ రూము.
Store room.
ఇది కిచెన్ రూము.
This is the kitchen.
ఇవన్నీ ఈ రకంగా పేర్లు వేరు వేరు పెట్టుకున్నావు.
And you have categorized them as different rooms for purpose.
ఎవరు పెట్టుకున్నటువంటిది?
Who made them so?
నీవు పెట్టుకున్నటువంటివి.
They are of your own making.
నీవు నిర్ణయించుకున్నటువంటివి.
That's your decision.
ఇది బాత్రూమ్ కు ఒక రూమ్ గోడ అడ్డం ఉంది.
అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ వాల్ సెపరేటింగ్ ద బాత్రూమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రెస్ట్.
బెడ్రూమ్ కు ఒక గోడ అడ్డం ఉంది.
దేర్ లైస్ ఎ వాల్ దేర్ ఇన్ యువర్ బెడ్రూమ్.
డ్రాయింగ్ రూమ్ కు ఒక గోడ అడ్డం ఉంది.
సో ఆల్సో ద డ్రాయింగ్ రూమ్.
డైనింగ్ హాల్ కు ఒక గోడ అడ్డం ఉంది.
ద డైనింగ్ హాల్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ ఎ వాల్.
గోడల వల్లనే ఇన్ని రూములుగా రూపొందింప చేసుకుంటున్నావు.
ఓన్లీ ద వాల్స్ సెపరేట్ the building into different rooms.
Walls anta kotti vesesesthe okka vishalamaina hall ga tayaravutundi.
If you remove walls, you'll find a very big hall there.
కనుకనే ఈ యొక్క పద్ధతులు నీవు సరైనటువంటి విచారణ చేయకుండా ఈ వాళ్ళను పెంచుకుంటూ పోతున్నావు.
యు డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాపర్ ఎంక్వైరీ అండ్ యు గో ఆన్ బిల్డింగ్ వాల్స్.
ఈ రూల్ వింతంత వాల్స్ ఏ ప్రధానమైనటువంటిగా తీసుకుంటున్నావు.
అండ్ యు గో బై దిస్ వాల్స్ ఇన్ ద రూమ్స్ దేర్ ఆర్.
కాదు కాదు.
నో.
విశాలత్వాన్ని పొందాలి.
హ్యావ్ ది స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ లార్జ్ హార్టెడ్నెస్.
అది ఏ నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వము.
దాట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్.
అది ఏ అనంతమైనటువంటిది.
దాట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్.
అట్టి అనంతమైనటువంటి అమృతమైనటువంటి ఈ యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వాన్ని విసర్జించగా
యు హావ్ ఫర్గాటెన్ దట్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ నెక్టార్ నెక్టార్
అల్పమైన అల్పమైన స్వల్పమైన దేహాభిమానమును పెంచుకుంటున్నావు.
అండ్ యు హ్యావ్ దిస్ బాడీ అటాచ్మెంట్ విచ్ ఇస్ సో లో సో
కనుక మనము అనేక జన్మల నుంచి ఈ దేహాభిమానాన్ని పెంచుకుంటూ వస్తున్నాం.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ యు హావ్ గాట్ దిస్ బాడీ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఓవర్
ఈ జన్మలో సమక్షమైన కొంత తగ్గించుకుంటూ పోవాలి.
అట్లీస్ట్ దిస్ లైఫ్ టైమ్ యు కట్ షార్ట్ దిస్ బాడీ అటాచ్మెంట్.
ఏమిటి ఈ దేహం?
వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ బాడీ?
ఇదంతా నాది అంటున్నావు.
అండ్ యు క్లెయిమ్ ఎంతవరకు నీది? హౌ లాంగ్?
ఈ దేహం ఉండేంత వరకే.
సో లాంగ్ యు లివ్.
తర్వాత ఎవరిదో?
లేటర్?
ఏ పేరు వస్తుందో?
వాట్ నేమ్ ఇట్ వుడ్ గెట్?
కాబట్టి నీవెందుకు దీంట్లో నాది అనుకుంటున్నావు?
దెన్ హౌ డు యు క్లెయిమ్ దట్?
అయితే కొంతవరకు నువ్వు ప్రపంచ సంబంధమైనటువంటి వృత్తుల్లో ఈ నేను అనేటువంటి ఒక ఉపయోగపడుతుంది.
హౌఎవర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వరల్డ్లీ సెన్స్ అండ్ ద కాంటాక్ట్స్ అండ్ రిలేషన్షిప్స్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎ నేమ్.
దీంట్లో నేను నాది ఈ రెండే ఉంటుండే.
హియర్ వీ ఫైండ్ టూ ఐ అండ్ మైండ్.
నేను అనేటువంటిది ఆత్మ.
I is the self, Atma.
Nadi anetvadi matter.
Nadi, mind, is matter.
Ee Atma yokka tattvame manasu.
Therefore the nature of Atma is the mind.
Manasu yokka prabhavame ee padarthamu.
The effect of the mind is this
matter.
Kabatti
manasu padartham yokka prabhavanni mattamattamana gurtinchukunnappudu sarvamu okkate aipothundi.
Therefore when once you know the nature of the mind, end of the matter, everything else will be known.
Vidyarthulara,
students,
మీరు లాంగ్ లైఫ్ దీర్ఘకాలం జీవించగలిసినటువంటి వారు.
యు హావ్ గాట్ లాంగ్ లైఫ్ అహెడ్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
కనుక ఏదో వృద్ధాప్యం వచ్చినప్పుడు చూసుకుందాం అనుకుని పోవటం తాత్సారం చేయకూడదు.
యు షుడ్ నాట్ వెయిట్ ఫర్ ది అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్.
స్టార్ట్ ఎర్లీ, డ్రైవ్ స్లోలీ, రీచ్ సేఫ్లీ.
స్టార్ట్ ఎర్లీ, డ్రైవ్ స్లోలీ, రీచ్ సేఫ్లీ.
ఈ వయసు లోపలనే మనం చాలా జాగ్రత్త పడాలి.
ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ ఎట్ దిస్ ఏజ్ యూ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్.
ఈ వయసు లోపల మనం కాలాన్ని దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకుంటే తిరిగి మనకు చిక్కదు దక్కదు.
వెన్ వన్స్ యూ వేస్ట్ దిస్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ నెవర్ గెట్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్.
కనుక ఈ వయసును చాలా ప్రధానమైనటువంటి లక్ష్యంలో తీసుకోవాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ యూ హావ్ టు బి వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్.
ఈ వయసునంటే మనం తెలుసుకోవాల్సినవన్నీ చక్కగా తెలుసుకోవాలి.
యూ హావ్ టు నో ఆల్ దట్ యూ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు నో అట్ దిస్ ఏజ్.
లేకపోతే ఇంకెప్పుడు నువ్వు తెలుసుకుంటావు?
వెన్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు లెర్న్?
మసలు లేవు. కన మసగలు మోగును బడతల పడిక తల నరిచి కదా ముసిలికోతీని పనివా పసివారలు నేను ముసిముసి నవ్వగా కసరే బొమ్మ తైతే తైతే తై బొమ్మ దీని తమాష దూర తోలు బొమ్మ.
There will be cataract in the eye, arthritis, you cannot move about. What is it you want to learn? Later, it is impossible. People call you a monkey.
Andamu, prayamu, undani chikkaku roranna.
Oh man, don't pride yourself because of your beauty. And you...
Munnunnadira tondaraloni musulitanammanu musulla pandaga.
There lies the festival of the old age at the very doorstep.
అప్పుడు నిన్ను ఎవరు చూస్తాను?
Then who will look at you?
అప్పుడు నిన్ను నీవు చూసుకోగలవా?
Can you look at yourself?
సాధ్యం కాదు.
It's not possible.
సర్వ సహాయాన్ని నీవు ఆశించాలి.
You need the help of somebody else.
కనుక నీవు ఉండినంత వరకు ఎవరి సహాయం లేకుండా నీవు సాధించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
So far you are here now, depend on yourself, self-reliant and achieve.
కనుక ఏ క్షణం లోపల ఈ దేహం యొక్క పరిస్థితి ఏ విధంగా మారుతుందో చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాదు.
At what moment what is going to happen to this body nobody can say.
కనుక బాడీ అభిమానాన్ని ఎక్కువ పెట్టుకోకూడదు.
So don't have too much about it.
అయితే పరాధీనం కాకుండా క్షేమంగా ఉండడానికి తగిన ప్రయత్నం చేసుకోవాలి.
See that you don't have to depend on others, just carry on as far as possible.
Do your duty. కనుక మీరందరూ శ్రమించి పని చేశారు.
You strained a lot.
తగినటువంటి కృషి చేశారు.
ఇంత
విజయాన్ని సాధించారు.
అండ్ యువర్
ఈ విజయానికి మూల కారణం ఎవరంటే నీ ఒకటి కాదు, అందరూ ఒకటే.
ఫర్ ద సక్సెస్ ఆల్ ఆర్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్.
కానీ మన యొక్క ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ మాదిరి ఇంకొక ఏ ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఎక్కడ కనిపించడం లేదు.
యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ అదర్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఈక్వల్ టు దిస్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఎనీవే.
ఎంత అన్యోన్యంగా, ఎంత అనుకూలంగా, ఎంత ప్రేమతో ఉంటుంటారు.
The friendliness, the coordination, the harmony, the cooperation.
అన్నింటికీ మూల కారణము ఈ ఒక్కటే, ఇదొక్కటే.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ కాజ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దిస్.
ఈ యూనిటీ కంటే కూడా దీని నుంచి ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి ప్రేమతత్వమే ఈ యొక్క యూనిటీకి.
దిస్ యూనిటీ ఇస్ బ్రాట్ ఫోర్త్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఇన్ విదిన్.
కోర్టైనా కూడా నేను లెక్క చేయను.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ నాట్ మైండ్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్
క్రోర్స్. బాగుపడాలి, దేశానికి ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించాలి.
ఆల్ బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి గుడ్, దే షుడ్ బి ఐడియల్స్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ.
కానీ ఇంత అనుభవించి కూడా కొంతమంది కృతజ్ఞత లేకుండా పోతుంటారు.
సమ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ విత్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్.
వాళ్ళ కర్మ అంతే.
దట్ ఈస్ దేర్ డెస్టినీ.
నష్టం రాసిన రాధ కన్న కలదాను ఉరేండు చింటిల్లినన్.
ఈవెన్ యూ వరీ ఫర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ యూ కెనాట్ చేంజ్ యువర్ డెస్టినీ.
కనుకనే వాళ్ళ కర్మ అంతే.
దే హావ్ టు ఫేస్ దేర్ ఫేట్.
మీ ప్రాప్తి ఇంతే.
దాట్స్ ఓన్లీ యువర్ డిజర్వ్డ్నెస్.
కనుక ఎక్కడికి వెళ్ళినప్పటికీ మీరు ఈ యొక్క ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ పేరును నిలబెట్టడానికి తగిన కృషి చేయండి.
యూ మే గో ఎనీవేర్, కీప్ అప్ ది గుడ్ నేమ్ అండ్ ది ప్రెస్టీజ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్.
అది నేను ఆశించేది.
దట్స్ వాట్ భగవాన్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్స్ ఫ్రమ్
యూ. ఏది కావాల్సిన నేను సిద్ధంగా ఉన్నాను.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ రెడీ టు గివ్ యూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ ఆస్క్ ఫర్.
కానీ కీర్తిని, ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ కీర్తిని నిలబెట్టాలి.
అండ్ యూ షుడ్ ఆల్సో కీప్ దిస్ గుడ్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్.
వచ్చినటువంటి వారందరూ కూడా ఎంతో ఈ ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ విషయంలో ఆనందిస్తూ ఉంటారు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ హావ్ బీన్ విజిటింగ్ దిస్ ప్లేస్, ఆర్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ విత్ ది ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్.
అనంతపురంలో ఉన్నటువంటి స్త్రీలు కూడా, చాలా ఆడబిడ్డలు కూడా ఎంతో శ్రమ పడి వచ్చారు.
ది గర్ల్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అనంతపూర్, దే ఆల్సో ఎక్సర్టెడ్ స్ట్రెయిన్ ఎ లాట్.
నిజంగా పుట్టపర్తిలో ఉండేటువంటి వారిది గొప్ప అదృష్టము.
అండ్ ఇన్ఫాక్ట్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ పుట్టపర్తి ఆర్ వెరీ లక్కీ.
ప్రతిరోజు సాయంకాలం స్వామి దర్శనానికి రావటం, స్వామి సంభాషణలు తీసుకోవటం, స్వామి స్పర్శలు కావటం, ఇవన్నీ జరుగుతూ ఉంటాయి.
దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ పుట్టపర్తి దే ఆర్ లక్కీ ఎనఫ్ టు హావ్ భగవాన్స్ దర్శన్ మార్నింగ్ ఈవినింగ్.
అనంతపురంలో ఉండేటువంటి స్త్రీలకు ఏదీ లేదు పాపం.
గర్ల్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అనంతపూర్ డోంట్ హావ్ దీస్ ఛాన్సెస్.
నేను 12 సంవత్సరాలు అయిపోయింది అనంతపురం పోక.
భగవాన్ విజిటెడ్ అనంతపూర్ 12 ఇయర్స్ బ్యాక్.
కానీ నేను పోకపోయినప్పటికీ వారు స్వామి అక్కడ ఉన్నట్టుగా భావించుకుని వారు శ్రద్ధగా భక్తిగా పనిచేస్తుంది.
దో భగవాన్ హాజ్ నాట్ గాన్ దేర్, దే ఆర్ ఫీలింగ్ హిస్ ఫిజికల్ ప్రెసెన్స్ అండ్ వర్కింగ్.
కాబట్టి వారి యొక్క భక్తి ప్రపత్తులు త్వరలో ఉండే వారిని కూడా విజయాన్ని సాధిస్తారు.
అండ్ వెరీ సూన్ దే ఆర్ బౌండ్ టు బి సక్సెస్ఫుల్ విత్ దేర్ సిన్సిరిటీ.
త్వరలోనే అనంతపురం పోయి
భగవాన్ విల్ బి విజిటింగ్ అనంతపూర్ వెరీ షార్ట్లీ.
ఇంతకాలము వారు నిరాశతో, నిష్పృహతో ఉండేటువంటి వారిని
దే వర్ ఆల్ డిసప్పాయింటెడ్ టిల్ నౌ,
ఆనందాన్ని పరిచి వస్తారు.
భగవాన్ విల్ కన్ఫర్ బ్లిస్ ఆన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
కనుక మొట్టమొదటి వేచి ఉండాలి.
ఫస్ట్ యూ హావ్ టు వెయిట్.
ప్రతి కర్మకుడు ఒక ఫలితం ఉంటుండాలి.
దేర్ ఈస్ రిజల్ట్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్షన్.
కాబట్టి ఈ కర్మ ఫలితాన్ని మనం అనుభవించక తప్పదు.
అండ్ యూఆర్ బౌండ్ టు ఫేస్ ది రివార్డ్.
త్వరలోనే పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ఫలితం కూడా వస్తుంది.
వెరీ సూన్ యూ విల్ హావ్ సీక్రెట్ రిజల్ట్.
ముఖ్యంగా భారతదేశానికి చాలా శుభం ఏర్పడుతుంది.
అండ్ భారత్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ వెరీ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఆస్పీషియస్ పీరియడ్.
అనేక మంది భయభ్రాంతులతో కుమిలిపోతున్నారు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఫియర్ స్ట్రికెన్.
ఏ నిమిషంలో వార్ వస్తుందో,
వార్ మై కమింగ్,
ఏ నిమిషంలో పాకిస్తాన్ కు ఇండియాకు యుద్ధం జరుగుతుందో.
దెన్ దేర్ విల్ బి వార్ బిట్వీన్ ఇండియా అండ్ పాకిస్తాన్.
ఏది జరగదు.
నథింగ్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్.
దేశము పవిత్రమైన దేశము ఎప్పటికీ సుక్షేమంగానే ఉంటుంది.
భారత్ ఈజ్ సేక్రెడ్ ల్యాండ్ అండ్ ఇట్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ టు బి సక్సెస్ఫుల్.
చిన్న చిన్నవన్నీ కొన్ని కొన్ని జరుగుతూనే ఉంటుంటాయి.
ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ స్మాల్ థింగ్స్
మేటర్. ఒక నలుగురు ఉన్నటువంటి కుటుంబంలోనే లడాయి వేస్తుంటారు.
దేర్ విల్ బి కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ ఇన్ ఫ్యామిలీస్.
ఇన్ని కోట్ల కొలది ఉన్నటువంటి దేశంలో చిన్న చిన్న లడాయిలు రాకపోదు.
భారత్ విత్ క్రోర్స్ ఆఫ్ పాపులేషన్ దేర్ విల్ బి
వార్ అనేటువంటిది లేదు.
బట్ దేర్ విల్ బి నో వార్ అట్ ఆల్.
వారు వీరు వారు అందరూ కూడా ఒక ఏకోన్ముఖులైపోయి బ్రదర్స్ మాదిరి జీవిస్తారు.
ఆల్ విల్ స్టాండ్ యునైటెడ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ యాజ్ వన్ ఫ్యామిలీ.
మీరు కూడాను నిత్యము చేసేటువంటి ప్రార్థనకు తగినట్టుగా ఇంకా హృదయపూర్వకంగా లోక సమస్తాసుకునో భవంతు అనే ప్రార్థన చేయండి.
ఇన్ యువర్ డైలీ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్ హోల్ హార్టెడ్లీ ఫర్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యుమానిటీ.
ఈ లోక సమస్తాన్ని మనం ఆశించాలి.
లెట్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ బి హ్యాపీ.
మనం లోకాన్ని బట్టి మనం జీవిస్తున్నాము.
యు లివ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్.
లోకమే లేకపోతే నీవెవరు?
వితౌట్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హూ ఆర్ యూ దెన్?
నీవే లేకపోతే లోకం ఎక్కడ?
వితౌట్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ విత్ దట్ వెరీ
థింగ్
వితౌట్ యూ దేర్ ఇస్ నో వరల్డ్.
సన్నిధి సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం ఉంటుండాలి.
సో దేర్ ఇస్ ఇంటిమేట్ రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ యూ అండ్ ద వరల్డ్.
కాబట్టి భగవత్ నామస్మరణ చేసుకుంటూ
చాంట్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్
లోక క్షేమాన్ని ఆశిస్తూ
ఆల్వేస్ ప్రే ఫర్ వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్
క్షేమాన్ని నీవు పాల్గొని
అండ్ యూ ఆల్సో పార్టిసిపేట్ ఇన్
సేవలను కూడా దీర్ఘస్థాయి సేవలు చేయండి.
అండ్ యూ ఆల్సో టేక్ అప్ సర్టన్ ప్రాజెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ లాంగ్ టర్మ్ ప్రాజెక్ట్స్.
భజన బినా శాంతి నహి. భజన బినా శాంతి నహి.
సాయి భగవాన్ सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान
दुख हरना साई भगवान
सब दुख हरना साई भगवान
दुख हरना साई भगवान
सत्य स्वरूप साई साई भगवान हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान
नाथ प्रभु गाइए
go No. Lord.